सुन रहे हो CGSF 90.1 FM, जो कि बर्नबी ब्रिटिश कोलंबिया में स्थित है.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our
it's springtime. The snow's beginning to melt, and new life is just beginning to sprout everywhere here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in Mr. Pastel's art class.
Well, I think if we use...
I think she'd like this kind of card,
I'm not
though.
Sure.
I don't know, guys.
So, how's your mom's birthday card coming along, boys?
Well, we're kind of having a tough time, Mr. Pastel.
Yeah, we want it to be from all of us.
Yeah, but we can't decide on what exactly it is going to be. We have lots of ideas.
Yeah, we want her birthday card to be really special, since she's really special, you know? She's our mom, I mean... Yeah.
I would not worry, boys. Whatever you decide to make your mother, she will greatly appreciate because it's from you. And remember, no one loves you like your M-O-double-M-Y.
Listen, all you rolling stones, when you leave your happy homes, when you start leaving your own people, things all seem to go wrong. There's a saying old today, chicks come home to roost, they say. But let me tell you one thing, when you wander away, no one loves you any better than your M-O-double-M-Y. And when you start to cry, she'll dry each tearful, make you cheerful. No matter where you roam, your thoughts always stray back to that little shack, a cozy little nest so far away. M is for the mince pies she used to bake, O is for the oatmeal she'd always make, double M is for the many miles you had to roam, and Y is that you're yearning just to get back home. And though you roam this whole world over, sure a love like hers you can't buy, 'cause no one loves you any better than your M-O-double-M-Y. Oh yeah! So far away, M is that she misses you, she's all alone, O is that you only want to get back home, double M is for the many months of care and strife, and Y is that she'll yearn for you all through life. And though you roam this whole world over, sure a love like hers you can't buy, 'cause no one loves you any better than your M-O-double-M, M-O-double-M, M-O-double-M-Y, mommy.
Zucchini here, and we just heard a song from John Lithgow.
I kind of want to make Mom a picture of us on yesterday's field trip at Farmer Brown's farm. Remember, like, me feeding the horse?
I'd like to make Mom a picture of her favorite food, lasagna. Well,
I'd like to eat some lasagna right now, Steve.
So, make any progress, boys?
Well, I mean, we still have to figure out...
Oh, well, boys, art class is half over. If you have not settled on one idea, maybe you need to come to some kind of compromise.
Hey! It's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
compromise.
Spelling, please.
C-O-M-P-R-O-M-I-S-E.
Definition, please.
Noun, mutual settlement of a dispute. Intermediate state between conflicting opinions or actions. Synonyms are words that mean the same thing are accommodation.
Motel 7.
Or settlement. We'll put our flag right here. Sentence, please.
Farmer Brown here to tell you that compromise is the healthy way to settle most disagreements. My mother taught me that.
Mom always liked you best.
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom and you and mom...
Why do you keep telling me mom always likes you
because
best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, mom always liked you best, and you always picked on me. My mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because mom liked you best,
you know,
and she never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best? Would you like to know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew mom liked you best. Your mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah,
I remember. Mom liked you best and she never liked me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I happen to be an only child.
Touchy, touchy.
Touché, touché. This just isn't your night, Tommy.
Your mom gave you a dog. My mom gave my brother a dog, and I didn't get to have a dog in more
Everybody
than
anything. Everybody had dogs.
I didn't have a dog. You got to have a dog in more than anything in the whole world. I wanted to have a dog of my own. I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I want to have a dog like my brother Dickie Smothers. You remember me. I'm Tommy Smothers. And I never got to have a dog, and you wouldn't let me play with your dog or anything. I remember when I was 10 years old, I said, if I could only have a dog. My brother had a dog, and I couldn't... I didn't get to play with your dog, and you would always tell Mom when I play with your dog, hey, Tommy's playing with my dog. You remember Tommy, the kid you don't like so much? But I didn't get to play with a dog, and I didn't have a dog.
Hold it a minute. Before we go any further, you know you had your own pet already.
Crummy chicken.
Well, you wanted it.
It's no fun playing with a chicken. They don't bark good.
You wanted it.
I didn't want that.
You wanted to sell the eggs.
It was a rooster. And every Saturday, my brother, all of his friends, they all get up their dogs and they get their bicycles. And I didn't have a bicycle either! You had a bicycle!
Hold it down there. You're just getting excited. You had a wagon. That was a good wagon.
One wheel.
What'd you do with the other wheels?
Well, it was hard for the chicken to pull that one wheel wagon.
We just heard the Smothers Brothers.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
How's your mom's birthday card coming along?
Well, we've almost decided what we're going to do.
What are you working on?
I'm painting a self-portrait, a picture of myself.
Well, I'm myself. I'm nobody else. I'm myself. I'm nobody else. I like cookies. I like milk. You like spinach and cheddar cheese melts. I like dogs and I like cats. You like elephants and giraffes. Meow. Well, we're different, but that's okay. We're a little different, but that's okay. I like candy. I like grapes. You like pizza and cold milkshakes. I like winter with lots of snow. You like summer when the green grass grows.
Yeehaw!
Oh, I'm myself, and I'm happy with me. I'm myself, and that's the way it should be. I like gym at lunchtime too. You like math with 2 + 2. I like painting, I like glue. You like blowing on kazoo. Blow, 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 blow. Well, I'm myself, and I'm happy with me, and you're yourselves, and that's the way you should be.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Be yourself, always.
What? A song from the Zucchini Brothers. So it looks like you got it all figured out, guys.
Yep, we're going to use one big piece of paper, light blue. That's our mom's favorite color.
Yeah, three smaller pieces of plain white paper, some crayons,
some scissors, and, of course, glue.
Did you ever wonder how glue makes things stick together? The answer can be found in everyday science. To see how school glue can make one piece of paper stick to another, let's get an up-close, detailed look. Okay, right in front of us is a big bottle of everyday glue. This glue is basically a kind of binder that can be made from plants or plastics mixed with water or some other solvent. Let's see what happens when glue is applied to both pieces of paper. And then both are placed together. Now remember, this glue is a liquid, so it doesn't just sit on top of an object, it penetrates it. Watch. See how this glue is sinking into the pores of both sheets of paper? Slowly saturating the fibers. Well, before too long, this glue is going to start to dry. The water in it is going to evaporate, and the adhesive will harden. As it does, it forms a hard bond that encompasses not just the surface of the paper, but all those pores and fibers, too. So you see, it's because a glue's bond runs so deep that it can join and hold these two pieces of paper together. Thanks for sticking around and learning about glue today, and for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Science Make Sense.
What do you think?
I think it's good.
Boys, your mother's birthday card seems to be coming along quite nicely.
Oh, thank you.
Mothers are exceptional people.
Yeah, I'm going to marry my mom someday.
Me too.
When I was a little boy, I hoped I'd grow up and marry my mother. So I just talked with my mom about it, and she talked with me about it. And that was good.
One day I said, I'm really going to marry, really going to marry, really going to marry. I told my mom, I'm really going to marry you. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry, I hope you will marry, I hope you will marry. She smiled, didn't laugh, said, I hope you will marry, maybe someone like me. But you see, she said, I'm already married, already married, I'm already married. You see, she said, I'm already married, I'm married to your daddy. And as you grow more and more like your daddy, more and more like your daddy, more like your daddy, as you grow more and more like your daddy, you'll find a person like me. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, I love your daddy, as I love your daddy. And she'll love you as I love your daddy, and she will marry you. That's what Mom said when I told her I would marry, told her I would marry, told her I would marry. That's what Mom said when I told her I would marry, told her I would marry her. I'm glad I told her, 'cause I really often wondered, really often wondered, really often wondered. I'm glad I told her, 'cause I really often wondered who my wife would be. It all works out if you talk and you listen, if you talk and you listen, talk and you listen. It all works out if you talk and you listen when someone cares for you, when someone cares for you.
I felt better after I talked with her about that. Sometimes it's very hard to talk with grown-ups about things that bother you, but it surely makes you feel better if you can.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Mr. Rogers. At the top of the news today, Mother Nature's son has been spotted in Zucchini Land's Carrot Creek Mall. It appears he's been taking advantage of the spring sales and shopping for a new pair of hiking shoes. Carrot O'Sell is live on location with the story. Carrot?
Carrot O'Sell here, live at the Carrot Creek Mall. Very busy this time of the year, folks, because of the sales going on, attracting a lot of customers who don't usually frequent the mall. And I've got with me right here Mother Nature's son. Now, you don't usually shop here, do you?
No, dude. This is just not my scene.
Uh-huh. So why are you here now?
Hey, man. The sales are just too good. I desperately need to hook up with a pair of hiking boots.
Uh-huh.
You know, dude, when nature calls, I want to be prepared.
So this is working out for you, I'm assuming.
Oh, nature boy. Nature boy. Come on over here. I'll find some shoes for your feet.
now, wait just a minute, Pete.
We've got everything, especially if you're into nature.
I'm sure.
We've got climbing sneakers, hiking boot sneakers, sneakers to go up a mountain, sneakers to go down a hill, sneakers for those who are over the hill.
Okay.
We're practically giving it all away. For a price, of course. Oh. Just see me.
Okay.
Pete's Sneaker Store, now in the Carrot Creek Mall.
That.
Looking at 22 Crackenbush Road in Zucchini Land. Void rope prohibited by law.
Please stop that. Back to you, Bob.
That guy's got to mind his manners. Thank you, Coward. It's time for our weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. Spring has sprung here in Zucchini Land.
Where reality steps aside, open in the...
Oh,
sorry. I lost my place.
That's okay. It's spring here in Zucchini Land, but it looks like we'll get some rain tonight. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
From the Beatles.
And Mr. Pastel, we finished the birthday card for our mom.
Oh, I see you've come to a fine compromise, boy.
Yeah, we each drew our own picture.
And cut them into our favorite shapes.
And then glued them onto this big piece of paper.
Yeah. Magnifique. And just in time, too, because we've got to get cleaned up and ready for lunch.
Mmm, time for something to eat.
made a milkshake. Well, see, I love milkshakes. So I took some chocolate, because it's going to be a chocolate milkshake.
I'll thicken it up now.
And then some milk, and then some cream.
Any fruit?
I'll put a little strawberry in it just for a little bit of flavor. And then some soy sauce, okay?
What the heck?
And then some pickles. I put in some pickles. And then how about some...
Steve.
What's the matter with that?
I don't think anybody would eat anything like that.
All right.
Let me give it a try. I'm thinking of something to eat. I really want something to eat. Come on, guys. I'm thinking of something to eat. I really want something to eat. Yesterday, I was playing outside. I made some stone soup in a little mud pie. Rocks and some dirt and some earthworms and some rocks and some more rocks and then some bird feathers and some bark off the trees mud and then
hang on
stones.
That is really, I don't think there's anything in there that I would eat.
Well, Steve.
Well, listen,
Sam, you want to contribute?
Yeah, I can do better.
I'm thinking of something to eat. Yeah, I really want something to eat. I'm thinking of something to eat.
Yeah.
I really want something to eat.
Okay.
This time, I've got good news. 'Cause this time, I'm gonna use
simple things like water in a pot, into which I put spaghetti.
Oh, cook it, yes. And when it's done, I do a simple thing like strain the water out. And then when I'm done straining the water out, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it on the plate and I'm going to eat it. But before I eat it, you know what I'm going to put on top of it? You
something
know what I'm going to put?
Something good.
Something good.
What are you going to do?
I'm just spaghetti sauce.
I love spaghetti sauce.
And a chair.
A chair?
Okay. A pickle chair.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Okay, kids, let's get back to our seats now and quiet down. I see all of the art supplies are put away, and the tables are clean. Magnifique. And just in time, because your teacher's here. Ah, hello, Miss Honey Pepper.
Hello, Mr. Pastel. Did the children behave themselves?
Oh, yes, they did. We created our own individual art projects today.
Very good. Well, it's time for lunch.
They're all yours.
Class, what do we say to Mr. Pastel?
Thank you,
Mr. Pastel.
Okay, let's hurry up and get ready for lunch. I've got a special lesson afterward for all of us. We're going to learn about the Erie Canal.
Well, it just so happens that I've got a song about that very subject. And while you're exiting, I'd be happy to let you listen to it.
I got a mule and her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. We've hauled some barges in our day, full of lumber, coal, and hay. We know every inch of the way.
Thank you.
that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WAMF in Oswego, New York.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,323. And click on the fun stuff icon for a cool art project, Glitter Play-Doh.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Well, I'd like to.
Okay, you can do it.
Why don't we all do it?
We'll all do it.
That's a good idea. Yes, sir.
The asteroid that struck the Yucatan 66 million years ago wreaked worldwide ecological damage. It spelled the end of most dinosaurs and other animals and destroyed the world's forests. Yet a few bird-like dinosaur groups made it through. Scientists believe all those groups were ground dwellers. Most could fly, but being largely terrestrial was a key survival advantage in the absence of trees. This means that of the 11,000 species of birds that fly the skies, glide over the oceans, and flit among the branches today, all descended from those ancient ground-dwelling bird-like creatures.